Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and with us we have the head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays, Coach Jim Newstead. And Coach, reviewing last week's game, wow, I don't even know where to start. An exciting game for the Blue Jays, winning on the road with a higher-class opponent as far as the size of the school, and a team that we've had struggles with over the years, and the whole team came together, I think, and played a great, outstanding game.
Yeah, we did. You know, we had a heart-to-heart on Monday after our East Buck game where we didn't perform to our best. We played a really good team at East Buck, but I was just disappointed with the way our effort was and our kind of our heart in the game. So we had a heart-to-heart on Monday, and we had a great week of practice. We knew we had a good game plan because it was similar to Lawson, similar offenses and defenses. So I knew I had the ability to move the ball a little bit on the ground, but I didn't think I'd run the ball, 70 times and only pass it once.
Yeah, right.
So that was kind of a surprise to me, but it worked for us, and I was really proud of our kids. It was an exciting time, and they were a lot more excited than I was. I told the kids after the game, I said, I've won some state championships as a coach. I've won lots of semifinal games and playoff games, but that game went down as one of the most exciting games I've coached in my career just because of the excitement and the enthusiasm they all had during the game.
Well, no question about it. We've heard from a lot of people since, even since our interview that we had after the game with you, which was a great post-game interview. And, you know, I look at several different areas here. You overcame adversity. You lost one of your key players in the last part of the first quarter, or the early part of the second quarter, I don't know which. I thought the offensive and defensive line was just outstanding. The defensive scheme was terrific as well. And, you know, I just thought it was a great all-around team effort, Coach.
Yeah, you know, when you're really successful at some games, sometimes you got to have luck go your way. The onside after our first touchdown was lucky as can be, but it was a momentum changer. We scored the first drive, and that was not luck at all. I mean, we had a good game plan, drove down the field and scored on our first drive. And then to get the onside back and have that momentum from the first touchdown and then scoring again on the second drive after getting the onside, when you're up 14-0 before your defense even steps on the field, right, you've got a heck of a bad ball game. So we had a little bit of luck there, not to take anything away from my kids, but sometimes luck helps. But although you didn't miss, it capitalized on the luck. Sometimes you get lucky and you don't capitalize, and they capitalize on the luck. And we put them down 14-0, and I told the coaches on the headset, I said, we're not throwing the ball the rest of the game. I threw one ball, one pass right before halftime, but I told the coaches, if we got a 14-point lead, we're going to suck as much clock as we can.
Right.
And it worked for us. We ended up with almost 30 minutes of possession time down to their 18. So it was in our favor, and I said, we might have to punt a few fourth downs, but we are going to use as much clock as we can at this lead. So it helped a bunch.
No question about it, Coach. I know we recognized your offensive line and the job they did as you were able to run the ball very well. And how about some of the individual performance that occurred during the contest?
Well, we had a total of 352 yards rushing for the night. And, you know, Brandon James was the horse that night, like I said before. He had 42 carries. That's got to be close to the school record. But he carried the ball 42 times for 216 yards.
Wow.
So he averaged 5 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns. His longest run was 44 yards. I mean, he had a great night. I mean, he just carried us on his back. Emmett Sullivan had 28 yards for us. Trent Keller had 75 yards with 8 carries. That's a 9.4 average before he went down in the second quarter. And then Tanner Earl had 21 yards, and Zane Truxell had 12 yards. So we moved the ball around a lot, but we gave the ball mostly to Brandon James. He kind of carried us on his back. As far as defense goes, we decided with our game plan that we wanted to force them to throw the ball. Yeah, they might complete some passes, but you know, you can throw the ball in air 100 times and only complete about 60% of them. So, run-wise, we wanted to take the run away and force them to throw the ball. We did a great job with that. Their defense team, we held them to 120 yards rushing and only 170 yards passing. And I know they threw the ball almost just as much as they ran the ball. And they had a lot of incomplete passes, but we also had a lot of good coverages with Trent Holmes back there and Tanner Rowe and Trent Taylor before he got hurt and Casey Chama. We did some good jobs back there getting pressure on the quarterback as well. So our defense, I've been really excited about our defense the entire season.
Yeah.
I think the only mishap we've had on the defense is that first half against East Buck and the first half against South Harrison. Believe it or not, Lamar Henderson also led us in tackles for the next game. I think he led us in tackles every game of the season.
Yeah.
He had 4 solos, 2 assists, and 1 tackle for a loss. Dublin Conahan really stepped up with 5 tackles and a tackle for a loss. Will Finke, Emmett Sullivan, and Tanner DeHaven all had 4 tackles. And Trent Holmes, who's had one of the top tackles on my team for the last 2 weeks at safety, moving from corner to safety, he's a pretty good little tackler, so he has to play running pass. He had 6 tackles. And Mason Martin has had the interception, and he recovered the fumble on the punt return, so he was the guy that returned the ball on us, getting the ball back in our possession. Right. Defense, Coach Swope and the defense did a great job, great game plan. The kids followed to a T. We forced them to throw a little bit, and they completed some, and some they did not, and it worked out perfectly.
Well, I'd say a big win for the West Platte Blue Jays on the road. Something we can look back on with pride, and certainly, like I said, we've heard from a lot of people outside our broadcast the other night, and sounds like a few fans are hopping on board. That's great news. Coaches, we have a moment or two to ask you questions if we can. We've got a rivalry game coming up, certainly, and we just got to ask you, what's the most memorable moment you've had in a rivalry game, Coach?
I've got a couple of memory moments in rival games. You know, the first one I can remember, I'm 50-some years old, and I've never forgotten this game since I played on the team in high school, 18. We had a rival in Newton, Kansas, where I played high school. We played Arc City, and Arc City was our big rival. And back then, the districts were a little different, so we had to win the game against Arc City to get into districts. And we lost the game, but the big memory I have is that we were down 4 points with 25 seconds to go, and we were on the 20-yard line. It was 4th and 5, and we ran wing T back then, even when I was in high school, and I was a pulling guard.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled, and I knocked the crap out of the corner out there, and he fell to the ground and swiped his hand, and then a shoestring tackle on a running back, and we ended up a half a yard short. So that moment's not a great moment, but it's been in my mind my entire life. I'll never forget that moment. At Centralia, one of the biggest moments I can remember as a coach at Centralia, we have a big wild rival called Monroe City. And Monroe City went for a ride for a while where they had lots of state championships and a lot of success. I think they went 16 years without Centralia beating them. And in 2001, when we went to the state championship and lost to St. Pius that year, we played Monroe City and we beat them for the first time in 16 years. The score was 14-6.
Okay.
We had a 4th down situation on our 20-yard line. We ran a shovel pass to our running back, Tyler Force, and he ran 20 yards for a touchdown and kind of sealed the game for us. And it just so happens that Tyler Force now is the head coach at Centralia. When I left Centralia, I left him in charge there as the head coach, and he's doing well there. So Monroe City was a good game. That was a big turning moment for us, and, you know, not winning a game in 16 years. So those are the two most memorable ones. We've had lots of rival games in Macon. Macon's a big contest at Centralia, but
right,
those are the two that stick out most of my mind.
Certainly great memorable moments in rivalry games, certainly for Coach. And we got a rivalry game coming up here against the North Platte Panthers, what we call a tobacco stick, a rivalry game. Well, that thing's been purple for a little while. We'll see if we can change that Friday night. We'll be right back to talk to Coach about that in just a moment. The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Barty Law Offices, located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blinds, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. And welcome back. Well, we got a game coming up Friday night against the North Platte Panthers, and that's also known as the Tobacco Stick rivalry game. You know, I described that tobacco stick and what it does, or how it used to be used, which I've had experience with as growing up as a kid around here. And I actually had a humorous moment, we actually had one person let me know that I don't need to insult anybody by letting them know what a tobacco stick is. But anyway, that was kind of a humorous moment. Going into this one, North Platte comes into this one 0-7. West Platte comes into this one 3-3 and third in the district right now. Coach, I know North Platte appears to have had their struggles this year, but North Platte has owned us for this particular rivalry game for quite some time, and I'm sure you're looking forward to trying to change that Friday night.
Yeah, well, the first thing we talked about Monday when we got in the news, we meet every Monday to watch the game. So I told him, man, this is one of those rivalries where records don't really matter.
Right.
So we try to ignore the fact that they haven't won a ball game. This is their Super Bowl. This is our Super Bowl. It's a big game. We're close by. We play for the stick. I think they're going to give us the best game they've had all year. They got a running back, a freshman kid named Liam Servais, who has been injured throughout the year. He's only a freshman, but he is a heck of a running back, and he's coming back healthy coming against us. So I know a lot of the losses have to do with the fact that he wasn't playing. I know he ran for over 1,000 some yards as an eighth grader last year, so he's a heck of an athlete. He also plays middle linebacker. So having him back healthier, they're going to have some momentum and some excitement. I know they want to spoil what kind of season we're having right now, and I know our boys are not overlooking them because they know how important the game is, and they know how important it is to get the stick back. There hasn't been They haven't had a stick in 6 years, so since these guys have been playing football as seventh graders, the stick has not been in our possession. So they have a chance to do something really special. I know it's not a team that has got a lot of wins right now, but we're not going to worry about the record. I am excited the fact that this might be the first game since Lone Jack that my offensive line actually has an advantage over someone.
Yeah.
We've been kind of a disadvantage every game but this one, but they kind of run a funky little offense. They run a spinner offense. They give you lots of different sets of people everywhere, lots of different motion. We're going to try to be sound on all that stuff. And sound as simple as I can be. We kind of have a rule. It's called KISS, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple and stupid. So we're going to try to keep our defense simple and stupid so they can outplay them instead of trying to out-X and O-ing them. But we're going to have to be very disciplined because they do a lot of different things to offense. On defense, that freshman happens to be a middle linebacker and he's leading the team of tackles. He's happy. Even with him not playing two games. So, number 7 is a good D lineman for them, J.P. Hardigan. Number 31, Matrix Large, is a safety that comes down and plays linebacker. He's also the quarterback. So, those are the guys we got to look out for. Offensively, we're not going to do anything any more special than we've already done the last couple of games. We're going to stick to what we know. Once again, we're trying to keep it simple and stupid. We're going to try to get off the ball well and block the front and get some yards. If I'm getting 4 or 5 yards a carry, I'm happy. So when it's not near that exciting of a game on our part as far as throwing the ball around, but it's going to be exciting the fact that we're going to kind of control the clock and control the tempo of the game.
Sounds like a good scouting report, Coach. Something I haven't mentioned yet to this point. We've mentioned, obviously, it's a rivalry game, but it's also homecoming. And certainly I know with that, this is a different year for a homecoming, certainly, but I know you got to have increased focus as a team. You want to try to keep those distractions to a minimum, I'm sure.
Yeah, homecoming is kind of a double-edged sword because you have lots of distractions, a lot of things going on. But there's a lot of school spirit going on, so there's some positives there. And I told my seniors, I said, this is kind of like your senior night. I know we had senior night week one, so you're kind of scared about the games when you get the season. So I'm going to treat this as a senior. Say, this is your last chance. This is our last home game for the regular season. So you don't know what's going to happen. This is your last chance on this field. This is the last chance for you to do something special on this field. We've had a pretty good season so far. I tell them to make it no regrets when they leave the field. Let's bring the stick home. We have another momentous moment this year. And, you know, homecoming is one of those things that you can get really excited about or you can be really distracted about. So hopefully we got a fine line that we've been somewhat distracted, but we still have been somewhat focused on what we're doing. The heat kind of got us a little bit this week. I think it got everyone up to 90 degrees the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I think they have the same problems. I like the advantage of the fact that we're line of scrimmage a little better than them. I think we have more depth in them, so if it's going to be another hot 90-degree night tomorrow night, I think our depth's going to help a lot. So I'm excited about the challenge, and I'm excited about the kids getting the stick back. We have to play a complete game, and not to mention the fact that if we win this game, I think we're going to seal up the third-place spot in our district, too.
Wow. That puts a little exclamation point on this game, too. So a lot riding on it for sure. Just kind of breaking down the conference and the records in the conference. Wow, there's some big games going on across the conference, too. Just breaking down the conference standings. Mid-Buchanan overall 6-0. They were 4-0. And then East Buchanan's 5-0. And in conference, they're 3-0. Lawson's 3-2. And in conference, Lawson is 3-1. Penny is evens of both, 3-3 overall and 2-2 in the conference. And West Platte's the same. West Platte at 3-3 and 2-2 in the conference. Plattsburgh at 1-3 in the conference, 3-3 overall. Lathrop 0-3 in overall and KCI play. And then North Platte 0-4. In the conference, 0-3 in the conference and 0-4 overall. Some big games coming up besides what we have with the Tobacco Stick game and homecoming here at West Platte at Rudolph Feskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. Lawson's playing at Lathrop. I know that's kind of a regional little a game in the conference. Penny at Plattsburgh. Boy, a big one. Prior to the one we'll mention between us, North Platte and West Platte, is Mid-Buchanan at East Buchanan. A lot of people have been talking about this game for quite some time, Coach. I'm certain that's got to be not only a lot of eyes on it in the conference, but a lot of eyes on the region and the state.
That's a huge game. It pretty much tells us if we win North Platte who we're going to play in district to, so that's kind of a good thing for us. And we're going to end up playing the 2 seed eventually, so it's either going to be Mid-Buck or East Buck. I can't tell you which way that game's going to go. They're both really good. They have a different style of teams.
Right.
They're both got really great coaches, so that game could go any direction. So I'm kind of excited to see the score. Lathrop and Lawson, that's another rivalry game. But, you know, records don't matter. Those guys are going to play each other hard, and they play similar offense. So that'll be kind of a test. It doesn't really affect us at all as far as how that game goes, but kind of excited to see how the Mid-Buck and East-Buck game goes. And, you know, most of all, I'm excited to see if we can take care of business and get back from North Platte.
No question. And kind of looking at the district, as you mentioned, West Platte wins. We got an opportunity to sew it up there as far as at least hosting a home game at Rudolph Feskridge Stadium in district. That would be terrific. Just breaking down the district, Mid-Buchanan, East Buchanan at the top. They're both undefeated. Mid-Buchanan 6-0, East Buchanan 5-0, 1-2. Mid-Buchanan And there's only like half a point between the two. West Platte comes in at 3-3 and now third in the district. Plattsburgh behind West Platte. There's 7 points there. And then just rounding out the district, Polo in fifth place, Maysville at sixth, North Platte at seventh, and St. Joe Christian in eighth place at 0-4. And Coach, man, it's right in front of you now. It's just a matter of taking care of business, what I can tell.
Yeah, it's pretty much dry and cut right there if you look at it, but deep into the situation. 1-2 is going to be in the mid-buck, or east buck, how that game shows up. If we take care of business Friday night, we should be the 3 seed. And then Maysville and Pole, I think, play this week also. So whoever wins that game is going to be ahead of the other person on that. So if we can take care of business on Friday and beat North Platte, then we'll be the 3 seed. And we'll probably end up playing the winner, our first round game, to the winner of the Polo and Maysville game. So it kind of helps to have those things out early so you can kind of know who to start scouting and know who to get ready for. But we got two big games in our conference play before we worry about district. We got Penny and Mid-Buck, and Penny and us are probably going to have the same similar record when we play each other.
Right.
I know they played East Buck well, so not trying to look ahead at North Platte at all, but we got a big game next week at North Platte against Penny.
It's kind of fun when they're all important right now, Coach, and certainly we wish you the best for the Tobacco Stick game and homecoming as West Platte hosts North Platte. Coach, thanks once again, and good luck to you Friday night.
All right, appreciate the coverage, and go J Nation. Thank you.